The average size of America is 5 inches, so don't let any girl gaslight you into thinking that you're small, because I am the average size of America.
Are you tired of rolling joints the traditional way, the boring way, and just messing it up, like not getting it right, not being able to roll it and just mess up? Try the original Joint Buddy. You'll have perfect joints, cylinder perfect joints, symmetrical, beautiful, amazing joints. Check them out. Link in the description. Get one. Roll one before this episode. Thanks for watching. So, what is your name?
My name is Emma Rose.
And you're an adult entertainer?
Of course, yes. Cool. Dead contest. Dead contest. Hi, my name is Emma Rose, and you're watching Anthony Rogers.
Hi, I'm Sheena Ryder, and you're watching the Anthony Rogers Show.
You were a nurse before this? Before you?
Yes, I was a military nurse.
What was that like?
It was to the point where I finally got out because I was sick of being told what to do. But that's because of the military part. I'm still very passionate about medicine.
What branch were you in?
I was in the Army.
That's awesome.
Hey, this is Ebony Mystique, and you're watching the Anthony Rogers Show.
Yeah. Do you know who Frankie McDonald is?
Hey, everybody. My name is Frankie McDonald.
You're going to tell me.
You listen to Anthony Rogers Show.
So he knows my forecast.
I'll say hi to Ebony Mystique. I really, really, really love her a lot.
You're his favorite porn star, actually.
Things are great to her. I really love her body.
Love it.
He's brought up like 15 times on the show how you're his favorite porn star. Like,
he might be my favorite porn star, whether me in.
And Ebony Mystique is a great person.
Just say hi to him. He'd probably freak out.
Hey, boo.
He's gonna freak out. He sees that like it's hilarious.
And I'll say hi to Ebony Mystique for Frank Dunk.
Hi, I'm Addis Fichet, and you're watching The Anthony Rogers Show. I'm today's most relatable whore, and what makes me relatable is that I'm just like everybody else who's not in the industry.
My name is Athena, and you're watching The Anthony Rogers Show. Like, marketing's so fucking boring, and jerking off on camera is a lot more fun.
What makes it fun?
You come and make a shit ton of money. Like, what could possibly be wrong with that?
Hi, I'm Sheena Ryder.
You were a nurse before this? Before you?
Yes, I was a military nurse.
What was that like?
It was to the point where I finally got out because I was sick of being told what to do. But that's because of the military part. I'm still very passionate about medicine.
What branch were you in?
I was in the Army.
That's awesome.
Yes, after 9/11, gotta go.
You signed up after 9/11, Joanne?
Yes, that's how old I am.
Well, that's not, I'm probably the same age. So you signed up right after 9/11?
Pretty much.
That's fucking rough. Yeah. Fuck, I didn't know that.
I had to go get my GED, my good enough degree for that.
That's crazy. Ooh. So what introduced you to like the adult industry, I guess?
I was a swinger with my ex-fiance at the time before I got into porn and living the San Fernando Valley, the San Pornando Valley, as we talk about it. You're introduced to a lot of people. So I call Marcus London my porn dad. Because I met him at an event. He saw me in action and he was like, you should do porn. You should join the dark side.
Okay. Did that work right away? Did you think about it? Or like, what was like a...
I was still in the military, so I had to hurry up and get out.
Okay.
That's bad.
So you got out of the military to do porn, basically?
I guess it's quite the transition.
What's more American, porn or the military?
I'm all about servicing my country. I mean, serving my country.
No great answers. So you were in like a crazy motorcycle crash at one point?
I was.
What happened with all that? Like,
I pretty much used up all my 9 lives between partying and the motorcycle accident. But I was a passenger on the back of a bike. I do have my motorcycle license. I was gonna be driving myself, but I had been taken shots with my BFF Charity Bangs, and you don't drink and drive, and my driver was not drunk either, but we were going very fast. And lost something, either that they upgraded on the motorcycle parts malfunctioned, or they probably, you know, you get the speed wobbles, you get things like that. And it was a really bad night. Yeah.
You had to do like recovery and shit like that? You had to like relearn how to do stuff? Like...
Yeah, I was in the hospital for 2.5 months.
Holy fuck.
I had to learn how to walk again and run again and wear high heels again.
What was that like? Teach yourself how to walk again? Was that fucking crazy or like?
It sucked.
I figured that. Holy shit, that's...
I still have like a screw, 6 screws, a plate, and then I have like a rod.
Like in your arms and stuff?
Or no, that's in my leg. I have a skin graft.
That's crazy. Well, holy shit. That's
they
fucking
took the skin
crazy.
From up here, put it down there. So that's mainly the reason why I was in the hospital for so long, because like my body had to regenerate enough tissue to even take a skin graft.
That's because you come back from something like that. It's like fucking nuts. Like to be honest, it's like
HGH. No, it's like,
what's the biggest like misconception about you?
That I'm a bitch.
People
I'm
think
just
you're
an asshole. I don't know. I mean, but you know, I'm very like to the point and like don't fuck around kind of thing. So yeah, I definitely have been typecasted as a bitch.
What do you think you are? Like, how do you think you are?
I mean, I am a self-proclaimed asshole to an extent, but I mean, maybe it's a survival instinct.
Oh, what kind of porn do you watch?
You know, I watch everything from the gay stuff to the hentai, whatever's trending. I want to see what's new and what other people are into. I'll watch my coworkers if I think that they're hot and I want to work with them. You know, so I will like stalk their shit.
That's smart.
Yes.
What do you think about the anti-porn legislation through like America? Like you're tapping right now. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I've been in for about 15 years, so they're constantly at our shit. You know, whether it was Prop 60, whether it was there's been so many different campaigns against us. I've lost count on, or even what all their names were. But with that, we will find ways to survive, because it is under, you know, our First Amendment free speech. This is artistic expression, so you can't fuck with us.
Do you think it's gonna fuck with numbers, like how you have to use your ID in like certain parts of the South and stuff to register, like with Pornhub and websites like that?
It is already, but they're the most hypocritical people. The Bible Belt is the most hypocritical. They're the ones that watch the most fucked up shit, but then want to go and say, you know, porn is bad and we're the devil. So. Alrighty.
It's almost the guilt that, you know, it's like a guilt thing. I can tell that like a lot of, it's like, I mean, I'm from the Midwest and I think that like, that's just like, you're trying to starve everybody. It seems like the guy's trying to get canceled for something. And I think they're going heavy after your industry. That's what I was wondering about that. That's crazy. Like a lot of states don't even let you watch any of these sites anymore.
Pornhub fucked it up for everybody, to be honest, because they weren't regulating their stuff. So
elaborate on that. I'm an idiot. Well, what does
Halo
that mean?
Had been, you know, the company that owns previously MindGeek and previously whatever they were before that too. They keep on changing their names, but they, you know, didn't regulate Pornhub right, and so then the child porn and things like that happened, and then Visa, MasterCard slapped a big, you know, no on them, and they had to tighten up all those regulations, and then everyone else had to follow in suit with that. So it has to do with the credit card processing. It has to do with, you know, the reason anything has to change is because someone fucks it up for everybody else.
Yeah, like credit card processing on the internet was actually developed by porn, like because of porn. Like originally the first credit card payment was for pornography, like on the internet. That's like crazy to think about, like Amazon and all that. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, Amazon didn't exist at first though, but we are going to be trailblazers. We will continue to be trailblazers. People are already doing Bitcoin instead for that. And I know that the president's going to be trying to have Bitcoin be a little bit more of a stable form of income and transaction-based lifestyle for that.
So what's on your incognito mode on like your browser?
Who says I use incognito mode?
That's the best answer.
Fucking needs to waste your time with that. I've been in long enough, they already hear and see everything going on my phone. Like,
it's a great answer.
No fucks given.
What inspires you?
People that are just genuinely nice all the time, like that they just don't let anything get to them. I strive for that, that you can be able to compliment someone and genuinely mean it and not think that it's because they complimented you that you owe them the compliment back, or just like, I don't know, I'm just so fucking jaded.
No, I think it's the goal to be good, and I think it's just very honest. What's your favorite part about being an adult entertainer?
I literally have the world's best job in the world. Like, you get paid out sex. I love sex. Like, you know what I mean? That whole saying of like, do what you love and you never work a day in your life or something like that. So, yeah.
Do you believe in the American dream?
I feel like that is a version of the American dream for sure.
So, I think so too.
Merck.
Like a little bit deeper. Like, what do you think? What do you think happens after we die?
I'm just waiting for the aliens to come and take me to whatever planet I'm supposed to be ruling after this.
And what's your favorite song?
I don't know. I listen to everything from country to. I've been blasting like Bad Omens now. I listened to Nora and Pure this morning. So yeah, I mean, I listen to everything.
Cool. So, what is your name?
My name is Emma Rose.
And you're an adult entertainer?
Of course, yes.
Cool. Dead context. Dead context. Yeah. So, you started as a webcam model, basically?
Yeah, I started as a webcam model and as a stripper after I couldn't get a job when I graduated college.
What job did you try to get?
A marketing job. I have a marketing degree, but every marketing firm didn't want to hire me at the time, so I was like, oh, I'll go back to dancing.
You probably need marketing when you do this. Smart,
yeah,
actually.
I use it every day.
That's you do use a degree.
Everything goes back to your brand. Yeah.
That's awesome. What does a webcam model do?
So before I was a studio porn star, webcam, I was doing camming on Chatterbait and also just doing like private shows. Between dancing, I preferred to dance because like sitting on a camera for hours was not my favorite thing to do at the time, and a lot of it was solo work, so just being on there for about 5 hours and people would come and go. But if I was having like, oh my god, like a threesome or something, I would have probably over 20,000 people watching in the lobby at the same time, which is kind of cool.
That's crazy. So you'd set up cameras and 30,000 people watch you have a threesome?
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
And now even more. Now even more. So if I ever, I do my live shows, but I haven't like webcammed in a minute. So if I do webcam, it's a lot of people.
That's crazy. Now there's a lot of people on the stream. Have you won every award a porn star could possibly win? Is there like other awards for you? Like,
there's other ones I could still win, but in my like about 5-year run, I've gotten 40 awards of like some of the highest caliber. There are some other ones I still want to win out there though. But my favorite, I have won like Trans Performer of the Year. Oh my goodness, there's so many more.
How many awards do you have right now? Like,
I think right now I have 30, I think I have 38. I think I have 38 to be specific, and I still need to get the rest of my trophies because I have 2 walls full. Because I haven't been able to go to every award show because there's plenty throughout the year that isn't during award season. But it's been a minute.
How long have you been in your field?
I started in 2020. So
in 5 years, you won 38 awards?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Do other people do that? That's not normal, right?
No, not exactly. Of course, a lot of people get nominated because it is tight throat, like cutthroat. There's been so many competition in like the last 3 years, I feel like. That so many other girls in my category have been doing amazing. But when I first started, I'm like, I'm giving myself 3 years. If it doesn't work, I'm leaving. And then after my third year, like everything was going like skyrocketing. And I was traveling. I shot in Barcelona. I shot in Montreal. So now I'm taking this year off and then coming back and just doing international next year.
That's crazy. That's a lot of like success in a short amount of time.
I like being a whore.
That's hilarious. I almost got on a shirt. That's a really funny ass shirt. You went viral recently with like on TikTok, like millions of views. I'm not sure anything. I'm not sure what viral actually is, but millions of views, to be more specific, which is impressive for like a cowboy dancing with you and like saying like certain things and stuff.
So it was for Successful Degenerates, and it was pretty much things I wish I would have known before dating a trans woman. And it was kind of like something, some of the jokes were kind of just like really stereotypical and funny. But I went viral for that one, and then viral on another one for have people rating me and then rating me 1 to 10 and then saying that I was trans at the end. And just saying that trans people are beautiful at the same time. But my favorite video was pretty much just about like dating as a trans woman, because as much as it is the same, it is different at the same time.
How is it different?
Because I got a dick. No, the difference I think is just people being very open and honest with their sexuality, and also just having the security in themselves rather than it passing on to their partner. I think some people, even though you're an extension of yourself, when you're dating somebody, when someone can be like, oh, I don't like mind someone else being trans, or it's not going to fall within the relationship that people expect in a woman, sometimes it's just regular old biological cis women still top their men, and then the men lie about it. So I feel like it in your ass, just tell me.
What is something only a trans woman would know?
Oh my goodness. That's a hard question.
No, it is, yeah.
I think the only thing is specifically about, I feel like guys just open up to trans women more than many other people. So I feel like we just know all walks of life. Of life before transitioning, as transitioning, and then now as women. I think that's something that's very specific to us, that we just like, we've been through living life before and then experiencing sexism and everything else later in life. So it was like, we never grew up with that. So I transitioned when I was 21, and coming into womanhood in my 20s was very different than if I were to grow up with it in my teens.
What was your decision to make, I guess at 21 you made, like, what led up to that, I guess?
So looking back, I finally knew, I'm like, oh, I was definitely trans. But I grew up very Southern, I grew up on a ranch, and I never met anybody who was trans until I was 19. And then finally, whenever I met the person, I'm like, it finally makes sense. I'm not just, like, I liked guys, I liked girls. I was, just, like, so confused about what was, like, off in my life. And then when I transitioned, it was, like, best ever. My therapist that I went to was great. They really worked through everything to make sure that like this is what I wanted to do. And as soon as I started taking my hormones and transitioning socially, it was perfect. Like I was like, oh, this is who I was meant to be.
One of the claims in that cowboy video was that trans women are better lovers than biological women. What are your thoughts on that?
I disagree because I've dated women, so now like they're pretty great lovers. Okay? So I'm bisexual, so I like women, men, trans women, I love them all, but I would say that they are just amazing lovers as men. Maybe better when it comes to the mind.
Yeah, they have one. Right?
Yes. Guys might not have a mind. Oh my God, they're
kind of... do you believe in the American dream?
I do. I believe that if you work hard, you get rewarded. But also, it's like hard in some aspects is harder than others. So, like, sometimes you gotta take the dick to get rich.
It's a great quote. It's gonna be a reel for sure. Like,
yeah.
What do you think happens after we die?
I believe in reincarnation, but like not in the way that's like I get reimagined as like an animal. I think that just like we become, I could be a rock for like centuries and just feel like we come back in different ways.
That's a great answer. I think that I believe in reincarnation too. Is there anything else you want to tell the world that like you haven't or whatever?
Oh my goodness. The average size of America is 5 inches, and don't let any girl gaslight you.
Okay? Say it again.
The average size dick in America is 5 inches, and don't let any girl gaslight you into thinking that you are too small.
That's hilarious. Ryan, what is your name?
Ebony Mystique. The Ryan. Goddess for real. It's Ebony Goddess Mystique, but it's like 3 syllables and people are a little slow, so 1, 2, 3. It's the goddess.
Do you know who Frankie McDonald is?
You're gonna tell me.
he's like the most accurate weatherman. Like if you Google like his weather story, he's never wrong basically. He's like this like an autistic weather guy.
So he knows my forecast.
You're his favorite porn star actually.
Love it.
He's brought up like 15 times on that show how you're his favorite porn star. Like,
he might be my favorite porn star, weatherman.
Just say hi to him, he'd probably freak out.
Hey, boo.
He's gonna freak out. I see that. Like, it's hilarious. He's huge, too. Like,
so is it a rainy day for me? Do I rain? Do I make it real wet? Just asking. It's the weatherman. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you're gonna freak out. That's crazy. So, you were a nurse also before you were an adult performer as well?
True.
What kind of nursing was it?
All kinds. I've done all kinds of nursing.
What do you like better?
As far as what?
Career-wise.
Both. They both different, but they both bring the money and it's both honorary. It's just I still, every day I work, I was working every day as a nurse. So, I like them both. It's just different.
And you're a fashion designer too? Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff are you creating?
What's ever in my head. Like, where, fly shit.
That's fucking awesome. Where can people find that?
You can't. Because I'm doing porn. But, like, if I have the audacity or somebody wants something done, I think I could get it done. I'm actually working on something next year in relative to fashion. So, and it's industry related, so I don't want to talk too much right now, but it'll be hella fire and involve fashion in some of my designs.
What's your favorite part about being a porn star?
Being paid for just being me, like being adorned. I like to be myself and I can be myself. And the fucking part I'm not tripping on. I know how to suck a dick. I know anatomy. Like, I'm a nurse. So it's just like being valuable for, and being valued for me being myself, for real. So don't feel like work or my job, for real. Some things, but that's the real reason.
What's your thoughts on the legislation in America, like trying to ban pornography and stuff in certain states and blah?
Respect to the law. We need 50K by tonight or next week. Mind your business. I don't know. That is their business. I feel like just move where it's acceptable. You got to respect the law. Because it's other states to go to, hell. Tell that state bye-bye if that's what you want.
Were you like crazy as a kid?
Yes.
Wild? I had a feeling.
I'm a Scorpio Sagittarius.
What's the craziest thing you did as a kid, like a story-wise? Like?
Related to this, so it all makes sense. Because you know me, y'all know me as Ebony the Porn Star, so I'm all make it make sense. I wasn't supposed to watch Showtime. Neither was you. That was an old school porn with like Vin Diesel. And it's like, I had cabbage patches and like doorknobs and stuff. So, it's just am I going too far?
No, you're good.
It's me pleasuring myself, but I've been there. Hello. So, maybe that's crazy to y'all. But ain't shit really crazy. Pooping, getting pooped on is crazy to me. But other than that.
What's crazy?
Getting pooped on.
Oh, that's fucking good.
But I don't judge. We listen and don't judge.
Sure.
It ain't me. But that's kind of crazy to me. Everything else is cool. Like, be yourself. I don't know. I'm a weirdo, so. Not in a bad way, though.
Do you believe in the American dream?
I don't know what the fuck that is. Help me.
No, it's so quotable. That's why I was like, I wouldn't tell you, but it's so quotable. I mean, like coming to America and like you can do anything you want, basically, is more or less.
The American dream is to have one of them robots in your house and shit for like 25. They folding your clothes, wiping your ass. Have a robot is America's dream. Shit, be in Malibu in a $52 million home, and that's just your beach house is a dream. What the fuck? But you could do that shit in Dubai too, but not like we do it. I love Japan.
Yeah, you just back from Japan. How was that?
I'm gonna move there. I made me some friends.
What part
in
the
curb? In Tokyo.
Was that intense?
In Shinjuku, whatever, you know, I was around. I forgot I was at Korea now. It was so intense. It was just everything. They really don't. It's just, I love it.
What's the biggest misconception about you?
Probably that I'm a transsexual girl.
People think you're trans.
Sometimes they do. They ask me that. But shit, they thought Sierra was a hermaphrodite. Remember that? Back in the days? They thought Sierra, back in the days, when she dancing like she was doing, was a boy and a girl. And then she fucked Future. So then we cleared that up. They think Megan Thee Stallion is a man. Cardi B showed the baby and they said she was a man. It's just, I think, it's all masculine to me, whatever. Shout out to the hype man for reminding me. But I just feel like I'm not, if I wasn't, I think that's a compliment, honestly, because I love me a sexy, gorgeous dick. I love trans girls. I'm not, I haven't really gotten into the trans, to the boy side yet. But that's interesting too, maybe. But I might as well get a bitch. I'm gonna do that. I feel like a girl, boy, whatever.
Oh, what do you think happens after we die?
You haunt motherfuckers. That was fucking with you. You be in a house fucking with them. Where's my keys? I got them, bitch. You're not going nowhere. Type shit. Or you just bless the people that love you. You know, you put in a prayer with the Lord and make sure they do good and be coveted. But you, your soul lives on, type. I feel like probably you be a butterfly or some shit. I don't know what the fuck. A koi. Fish. I like koi fish.
What is your name?
Addis Fouché.
What makes you the most relatable whore on the internet, you call yourself? Is
that, yes, I'm
that's
today's...
such a ballsy name. Like,
thank you, and I mean it. I'm today's most relatable whore, and what makes me relatable is that I'm just like everybody else who's not in the industry. So, you know, a lot of people don't know what sex workers' names are or, you know, what they eat for breakfast, if they even have family, friends, hobbies, or even what their voice sounds like. So luckily for you, you get to know all of those things on my page, and I use that to humanize sex workers.
Did you name yourself that, or did people name you that?
Oh, no, I named myself that. Yeah. It's a moniker I made by myself.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You were in the corporate world before this?
Yes, I used to work in corporate advertising. I was a senior associate in digital advertising. So I've worked on Bud Light, I've worked on Lyft, Equinox, all of Nestle's water brands, Sprite, Duracell, you name it.
So what got you into Adult Entertainment from there?
Oh my God, so I've always been a slut. I've always been a hoe. That's just how I am. And I started an OnlyFans after lockdown, literally just because a friend of mine and I, we made this video. And I was like, well, what do we do with it? And she was like, well, make an OnlyFans, it might do well. And I'd already started to explore what my life could look like after advertising. So I was involved in a lot of modeling, a lot of public speaking, a lot of writing, which are things that I still already do amongst shooting videos with the biggest names. And then I started volunteering with Sex Workers Outreach Project and got to know the other people in the industry aside from my little section, right? I got to know the dancers, I got to know the dominatrixes, and it was really nice to make friends. And one day someone reached out to me and said, hey, would you ever consider shooting mainstream porn? And I was like, yeah, actually, that makes a lot of sense. And luckily, this guy was mutual friends with a lot of my volunteer friends, so I could verify that he was like not going to kidnap me. And they were like, oh yeah, he's legit. And so I thought, yeah, why not? And that's how it happened.
Oh, you're fluent in Chinese too?
I am fluent in Chinese.
Mm-hmm. How hard was that to learn?
Oh, actually not that hard because I started learning it when I was in kindergarten. So my dad put me in a dual language elementary school, and so I kind of began speaking English as I learned to speak Chinese. So I can't really even forget Chinese because it's been so long.
Is that Mandarin then or Chinese?
Yeah, Mandarin. Wow. I guess I've been speaking Chinese for 25 years, yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
That's impressive. So mm-hmm. Are those, you know, two languages then?
Yes,
that's
two languages. And like just enough Spanish to get by. So, and Jamaican Patois. So I guess we can call that four languages.
That's impressive.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And I read online too, like you're completely sober?
Yeah, I don't drink at all. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Been about, 3.5 years since I've had alcohol.
Do you smoke weed at all?
Like very rarely.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people say they're sober, they smoke hella weed. That's what I was just wondering.
Yeah, no, but, no. It's like maybe like once or twice a year that I'll smoke weed. And it's always if like somebody offers it to me and it's like if a cute boy is like, hey, do you want to smoke? I'm like, yeah, let's get out of here. I'm so chill. Let's smoke. So the hotter you are, the more likely I am to smoke with you.
That's so funny. That's impressive. Did you like work out or something? Or like, what do you, how do you handle the world?
Oh my God, I do actually. So I do run marathons. I run half marathons. I'm actually running the New York City Runs half marathon in Brooklyn this month. And I'm running the RBC Brooklyn half next month with ALS United. So my grandmother passed away from ALS and I have a tattoo of her name on my back. And you can see it in pretty much all my videos because the last thing she said to me before she passed was, I'll always have your back. And so I'm partnering with the ALS United Foundation to raise money to run all these races. But I ran in college. I was an NCAA athlete, and my best mile time in college was 5 minutes 17 seconds.
That's a crazy story. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom had ALS too.
Oh my god!
I have her last word like tattooed on my
shut arm. Shut up,
or,
wait!
Or not last word, last like thing she wrote for me. Yeah.
Oh my god! Yeah, so it's my grandmother's signature, like right on my back.
Signature too. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a fucked up thing where people don't know how to die. It is. That's just like watching somebody just basically just fucking wither. That's nuts.
Yeah, like, exactly. And you know, so I went to boarding school before I went to college, and like for me, it wasn't actually a gradual like thing for my grandmother, because I would come back home from school every few months. And she looked completely different. So to everybody else in my family, it was super slow. But to me, it actually happened really quickly.
Yeah, it's a fucked up disease. Like, yeah. It's super fucked up. How long did she last on that? That's not too personal.
Oh, no. It was honestly maybe like a year or so.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
My mom was like 4 years.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It was the fucking worst watching that shit. Just like some, that's, I don't know. That's a really crazy similar.
I know, right?
Not many people have that.
So I know.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah. The ALS United Foundation has been awesome. We've been talking about doing races in 2026 too. So they were like, if you want to run the Tokyo Marathon, if you want to run the Berlin Marathon. So more Addis running to come. And then I have not announced this on any platform yet. So you're going to get the exclusive. I'm running California International Marathon in Sacramento in December.
So how often do you run then? Like that's probably like
all the time.
That people that don't get intoxicated usually work out. That's why I was like really like I noticed like the difference, like these, like we all like chase something to like ease your like to, and I think running does that. So I mean, how many miles are you today? That's like crazy, or whatever time frame.
So I say like when I'm training for a marathon, I'm doing about 50 miles a week.
Ooh, that's crazy. That's so much. Like, how do you break that down? Like how?
So I feel like I typically do, if I look at my week as like Monday to Sunday, I'll do a SoulCycle class on Monday, and then on Tuesday I'll do about like 8 to 10 miles, and then Wednesday I do maybe like 5 or 6, and then there's another 8 or so on Thursday. Friday's another 5 to 6. Saturday I do like a harder tempo, so we're looking at another maybe 9, and then my long run on Sunday.
That's crazy.
That's
impressive, actually.
Thank you.
No problem. Do you believe in the American dream?
You know what? I don't know what that is anymore. So I think that's a very difficult question to answer.
What do you think it is? That's interesting.
I think before the American dream was, you know, 2.5 kids, a golden retriever, and a white picket fence. But now, I think the American dream is just being able to have time flexibility as well as financial flexibility. So whatever that means to you, I think America is really changing these days, and we're having a lot of different versions of the American dream. So that's the best way I can put
Super
it.
Super honest answer. A little bit deeper into like, what do you think happens after we die?
I think that a lot of times we're reincarnated. So I do transcendental meditation. It's something I do before all of my scenes, actually. And I feel like it makes me just more adaptable to stressors and more calm in the scene. And sometimes in my scenes, sometimes in my meditations, I actually jump through my past lives and I'm able to see things that I've never actually seen before. Like, oh, I've never met that man. Oh, I've never been in this body of water. How am I seeing this so vividly? And I asked my meditation teacher, and she was like, well, time is, it's not you know, linear and horizontal. It's kind of like all on top of each other. So you're actually just jumping through your past lives. And I was like, wow, that's very cool. So I hope I get a really cool life next time.
Do you remember any of your previous lives?
I don't really remember them that well, but I can tell if I'm doing my meditation that I'm looking through a specific one. So one of my visions was I was in like a huge canyon, and there was a lake, and this man was fishing, and I was like, who is that guy? I've never seen him before. I don't recognize him. You know how your brain can't invent faces. Any face you've seen is, you know, in your dreams or whatever, it's someone you've seen in real life. We just don't have that cognitive capability as humans. And I was a lot shorter than him, and so I was like this little boy, and I was like looking up at my dad who was fishing.
It's crazy.
I know.
How many do you think you've lived multiple or like
lives? Definitely. I definitely think I have lived multiple lives for sure.
On Earth every time or?
I don't know, actually. Probably not, but you know, I think it would be cool to travel throughout the universe.
Do you remember being born?
I don't remember being born. No. Do you remember being born?
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I think my earliest memory was from 2 years old.
That's really, that's crazy.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for anybody out there that just wants to like live their version of a dream or whatever, like inspire somebody? Like, what do you think is inspiring people that they're maybe need that kind of person?
I think what I can say is that closed mouths don't get fed. So anything you want, you have to ask for, you have to advocate for yourself, because the worst thing that could happen is that you get the answer is no. But the other thing that I can say is that I'm living a life that I imagined in my head. And so I'm literally living dreams that I've never had access to before. And it's really cool to think that you actually can become anybody that you want, because I'm literally doing it. My entire life now is today's most relatable whore, getting to humanize sex workers, getting to travel all over the country and the world, being able to write about my experiences and public speak about my experiences. It's stuff that I only imagined in my head. So, you know, I'm sure I'm not the only one who can do that.
One of your articles talked about how you stopped faking orgasms around men.
Yes,
or
I did.
With men. Elaborate on like why you did prior and like that, if you would.
I mean, I think before, like, I had a lot of sex to discover a lot about myself. And so I now have a deep understanding of what kind of sex I like and what kind of sex I don't like, right? And I think after a while, I was just kind of going along with whatever my partner wanted to do. And then through learning what I liked, I was like, wait a minute, why am I letting you win a game that you don't even know how to play? I think that I should be honest about what kind of sex I'm enjoying, because, you know, chances are you might actually be able to do what I want, and then we're both having a better time.
It seems like common sense, but I feel like society doesn't do, I mean, it's not
exactly.
It's not talked about or taught or anything like that.
It's so not. I think it's, yeah, because honestly, I think a lot of times men see sex as something you do to a woman, not with a woman, which is why, you know, sex work as a whole is marketed as a service, not an experience, right? So that's why I think a lot of it has to do with whether women feel comfortable expressing how they feel in bed, because it's like, oh fuck, like I'm not selling this service, like I'm not doing this thing. It's like, no, actually, if you told him, I think there's a chance that you might have a better time, and if not, then you know that's not the one for you, or that he needs practice.
What is your IQ like? What is, have you ever tested?
Oh, it's really high, actually.
I can tell. you understand people psychologically. Most people don't.
Yeah,
that's super interesting. Like, one of your other articles too, saying a case in defense of a side chick. What was that? What was
it? Oh my god!
Was that an experience?
Yes.
What did I assume? Okay.
Oh my god! So I wrote this piece called "A Case in Defense of the Side Chick." This guy that I met at my friend's bar in Brooklyn, we just like, you know, you lock eyes with someone across the room and it's just like magnetic. That is exactly what happened. And so we're flirting. My friends are there too. And then his girlfriend comes. And I don't like to say this about people, but she was not the prettiest flower in the bouquet. I'll say that, right? And fine, whatever. I'm not gonna, yuck, you're yum. But then he was still really trying to fuck me while she was there. And I was like, okay, like, are you like, what's the deal with this? He says that they're, you know, in this open relationship. Whether or not that's true, honestly, it's not really my job to police a man and make sure that he stays faithful in a relationship that I have nothing to do with. And so we end up hooking up. Turns out, you know, everything was a lie, whatever, whatever. But I honestly didn't really want much more from this man than sex. And I think that's okay. And of course, his girlfriend calls me and is like, you took advantage of a weak boy. And I was like, this man is 33 years old. I am 26 years old. I did not take advantage of this man, and I'm very sorry about that. But I think a lot of times as women, we like to blame other women for when things like that happen, because in our minds, it means that we had no control over it, and that makes us feel safer. That maybe it won't happen again, but here's the thing. That man wanted to cheat before he met me. I just happened to be there.
What is your name?
Athena.
How long have you been in the culinary channel?
2 years.
And did you, this year was your first AVN?
It was my first AVN, and I had such a blast.
How did you like that?
I mean, it was exhausting, but also I loved meeting all of the fans, and the red carpet was fun, and meeting all of the stars that I haven't met yet that I've been jerking off to forever.
Like who?
Like Emma Rose.
Is this your first Exotica, Tim?
It is my first Exotica as well. Yeah, I'm like a little newborn baby coming into the world.
That's cool. What did you do before this?
I owned a marketing company, and I was the president of a business association in D.C. So a very different life.
It's kind of similar. You probably need marketing to be what you're, to be as far as you are, probably.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, it definitely comes in handy, but like marketing's so fucking boring, and jerking off on camera is a lot more fun.
What makes it fun?
I mean, you come and make a shit ton of money. Like, what could possibly be wrong with that?
That's so funny. So obviously you like this job better than marketing?
I love this job, yeah.
What was your job before? Like, what did you have to do in a normal day, like, before?
I was, like, working with my creative director, creating posts on social media for my clients, and, like, strategizing new branding and, like, fundraising campaigns. I mainly worked with, like, mission-driven impact organizations in D.C., so it was a total snooze fest.
That sounds fucking boring. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I wanted to kill myself.
at all. At what age did you transition?
So I came out as trans when I was 13 and 13. Lived as a trans woman ever since then. My physical transition started maybe like 3 years ago. Yeah.
How did you know, I guess? Or?
I mean, everything I gravitated towards was like feminine, like just naturally as like a young child. I never was interested in like playing football and like, I don't know, what are boys into? Cowboy boots and like, I don't know. I just wanted to like have pretty nails and long hair and like wear cute clothes and like have a hot, like muscular boyfriend.
Does transitioning hurt like physically to surgeries and
yeah.
stuff? Yeah. Describe that. I don't know. I describe that. I mean, I don't. Like.
I mean, I think my boob job was like the worst pain. Honestly, my face was done by Dr. Jumaley. We love him in LA. And he like cut all my nerve endings or something, so I had like no pain. However, like sometimes when I touch right here, I feel it up here, and it's weird.
That's crazy. It sounds like a lot of work. Like, yeah. So, like, how much does that cost? That's not weird. I mean,
I've paid like so far like $90,000.
Holy shit, that's
yeah.
crazy.
And I'm still not done totally, but like, yeah, being a tranny is really expensive. So if you don't have money, just don't do it.
It's not for the poor.
Just stay a man.
That's so funny. Oh, you're fluent in Chinese also?
No.
That's not it? Good. Good.
In Chinese.
That's good. That's, I was somebody else that's retarded.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. You're like, no.
I'm like, no.
I'll have to figure it out. What's your favorite band?
My favorite band?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really listen to bands, but I listen to a lot of like mixes on SoundCloud, and they're actually public. So
what style music do you listen to?
Right now, I've been listening to Tidal by somebody, I don't remember their name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's all Tidal.
Just Google it, right?
Yeah, just Google it or look it up on SoundCloud. SoundCloud has, like, the best music vibes.
What style do you listen to? Like,
electronic shit? Like, Euro, like, club. Like, think Berlin Warehouse Rave.
Oh, what's your favorite sex story?
My favorite sex story?
Mm.
Oh, God.
Personally.
That I've done or that I've heard?
That you've done.
Oh, this one time I was charging my phone in a lobby in D.C. and the security guard kept touching his dick, and then I asked him to show me where the bathroom was, and then he didn't come into the bathroom with me, so I said, there's a problem in the bathroom, and then he came in, and then I blew him. And it was really hot and big.
Where was this at?
It was, actually, I know the exact building. It's on K Street, right next to Black Lives Matter Plaza. My dentist was in that building.
That's hilarious. What do you think about the anti-porn legislation in America, like trying to ban pornography and stuff?
I think if they ban porn, they're going to have a lot of angry people in their hands. And, like, you know, I think the people introducing those bills tend to, you know, work against their own interests. Because, I mean, like, they don't even fuck their wives. So, like, why don't you want to watch us fucking? Like, that makes no sense. You're just, like, digging yourself in a hole and you should maybe stop.
What do you think about people having to upload their ID to, like, Pornhub and stuff? Like,
it's annoying. And it's a privacy issue, and I think, like, everybody should be free to masturbate without some big data company knowing about it.
You think it's going to deter a lot of people from using, like, Pornhub and stuff?
Fuck
like,
no. No. We're going to find a way to our porn.
Do you believe in the American dream?
Well, yeah. Of course I do. I think, like, men pretending to be women is the American dream.
That's a great answer.
It's not, but
it's a funny essence. What do you think happens after you die?
I think that our spirit goes back into energy and our body turns back into stardust and they'll meet again later.
Do you think you've lived previous lives?
Yeah, actually the first words my mom ever said to me when I was born, and they laid me on her chest and she looked into my eyes, she said, old soul. Yeah.
Do you remember any of your past lives?
No. Well, maybe. Maybe.
Do you remember
but
being...
I think I'm just delusional also, so.
Well, what's the difference, really?
It was, yeah.
do you remember being born?
No. I was born in a jacuzzi, though. I wish I remembered that.
You were born in a jacuzzi?
I was, yeah. My mom did water birth.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They wonder why I'm so bougie now. I'm like, it's your fault.
Hi, this is the Internet Stepmom, and you can find me under that name on Instagram, and all the rest of my links is Linktree Sheena Ryder 1.
You're a brand ambassador for the Male Rose?
I am.
What is that?
You don't know, it's for men's. I think it makes y'all come real good. I mean, it looked like it because they wanted the number one sex toys out, period. Besides, now you know, and I'll give you my discount code. Go ahead.
What's your discount code?
I ain't telling everybody. This one for you. I'll give them a separate one, but this one so you can get it by, you know, and then have you a good time in Vegas. Do what you want.
Where can people find you online?
Google me. Just look for the verification, I would say. Or like the views or something, because it's a lot of fakes out here. Yeah, see you. Thank you.
Hi, you can find me at It's Emma Rose, all of my socials, OHITS, Emma Rose. And remember that this girl comes with attachments.
My name is Athena, and you can find me online at Chaotic Barbie with three E's at the end. And if you want to shop my favorite undies, go to virtue.love and use a code Athena15.
Hi, I'm Addis Fouché, and you can find me on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, OnlyFans, and pretty much anywhere else at Addis Fouché. That's it. Just my name. See ya.